I'm Elaine Harrington, Special Collections Librarian. I'm here with Ty Denny, a PhD student in UCC, and he's been working with Special Collections on our Evolving Relationship with Life Below Water project, and he's been creating an installation that's going to go live during Culture Night. So Ty, welcome. How did you get involved in the project?
So I work with the UCC Skill Centre, which is an adjacent office to Special Collections. So it was just through the opportunity came up and I was put in touch with yourself, Elaine, and John. And I suppose it went from there.
What's your expertise?
Well, my PhD is in film studies and I have an MA in creative documentary filmmaking. So I do have quite a bit of practical filmmaking experience. So that, along with my sound design experience, which kind of comes in tandem, I suppose, with the filmmaking, is where my expertise lies in that regard.
You got involved in the project. I know that we brought you and another student, Katie, to Special Collections to view a variety of items that we had intended to include in the exhibition. That's part of our Culture Night offering. So what item or items did you see in Special Collections that inspired you in the direction to create the installation that you did?
Well, I suppose initially when we met with you first, there were so many items that you had dug out from the archive, I suppose, that it was almost a bit overwhelming to kind of think how can you kind of funnel this into an installation piece for an exhibition like this. So initially I was kind of looking at a variety of things. I decided then to kind of just focus on one or two items, and I was drawn to a piece about Loch Inne by Louis P.W. Renouf. I'm probably not pronouncing the name correctly there, but it's a piece from the 30s, and it was kind of a documentation of a survey that was done for a new biological centre that was established in Loch Inne back in the 1930s, where the author basically surveyed the geography of the entire area. And it was just a very fascinating read, just to see, you know, this kind of following this man on his journey of discovery, I suppose. Yeah, so that was kind of the piece that jumped out to me. And I suppose because it was something kind of local, I suppose, something that I'd have a bit of a connection with, you know, knowing the area quite well myself. Yeah, just felt a nice connection to it. And I felt that there was definitely something in there that could be expanded upon for the purposes of this installation.
Can you describe what your creative process looked like?
So I studied it. I suppose you'd call it a pamphlet more than a book. It is a pamphlet, really. I think it's part of a bigger piece or whatever. So I studied that, and then I suppose I, using my camera and my underwater microphone, which was
very cool,
provided by the library here, I kind of did with my camera and microphone what Louis P.W. Renouf did with his, I don't know, Petri dishes or whatever he would have used, you know, surveyed the land visually and with the microphone to kind of pick up the sounds and the images that make up the piece, inspired by the way he weaved through the land, I suppose, if that makes sense.
How did you conduct your field recordings?
Well, there was the underwater microphone, which is a really cool piece of equipment. I think it's like a 9 meter cord. And then at the end of that, there's like a golf ball shaped or almost tennis ball shaped microphone. So not that I did this, but you could almost lasso it into the water like you were fishing or something. So I basically went down onto some rocks and just put the microphone in the water. And what happened then was up to the depths of the ocean. But it was the sounds that it picked up were kind of not what I expected. Like, you kind of, when you think underwater sound, you think, you know, that kind of cliched, like submarine kind of murky sounds or whatever. But what it actually picked up was just this kind of the rhythm of waves kind of lapping on the rocks nearby, which was kind of created this very claustrophobic kind of eerie soundscape, which was really very cool. And then the closer you brought it to the surface, the more kind of wavy, lappy sounds you got, the kind of more traditional sea sounds. So it was a very cool piece of kit to use. And then with the video recordings, I just kind of, obviously I wasn't going underwater with that because my camera would have been destroyed. But I went around the kind of edges, the peripheral, kind of the coastline, I suppose. There was a number of sites that I went to. Like I went to the John Bohan Laboratory, which mm-hmm. is a UCC laboratory, which is right at the kind of pinch point of Loch Eyne by what they call the Rapids. And you're looking across from there to the Renouf, I'm probably not pronouncing his name correctly, looking directly across to his laboratory there. So I kind of based myself around there for a lot of that recording. And then I moved along to, it's called Burlough or Burlock, or what I can't, again, my pronunciation. But that's the kind of point where Louis P.W. Renouf began his survey. So I went to that area as well. There's big lists in the piece of various, you know, flora and fauna and kind of yes. like the lichens that he labelled and whatever. So I kind of went to find all of those bits and pieces, and yeah, so that was basically
a world away from special collections.
But it's bringing it to life, you know, which
exactly.
is
exactly yeah. So then, did anything unexpected happen?
I suppose maybe not unexpected, but certainly the way the audio recordings came out was not, I suppose, yeah, it wasn't what I expected. As I said there a minute ago, almost cliched sound you have in your mind of underwater recording is not what it came out with, and not in a bad way. It kind of took it on a really, really nice, in a nice direction. So
anything else you'd like to add?
It was a very enjoyable process to kind of delve into pieces from the archive that you guys had kind of curated mm-hmm. for this exhibition, and to taking a piece that, you know, otherwise might be considered a bit boring or whatever, just like some woolly old guy going around surveying a piece back in the 30s or whatever, and kind of just taking that as a jumping off point and kind of making something a little bit interesting with it. That's up to the viewer and the listener, I suppose, but I consider it kind of quite an interesting process anyway.
Thanks very much, Tyke.
Thanks, Elaine.